Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let's get to the candidate lineup, shall we? The trending stories at DougStephan.com today.
So disappointing.
Jen and Ken and Doug working over some of the items of interest here. So, by the way, not that anybody has ever taken away from the ability that Roger Ailes has. He, for those who don't know, Roger Ailes is the brains behind Fox News. It's not Rupert Murdoch. Murdoch was smart enough to hire Ailes, who was a political operative during his best years were during the Nixon years, as I recall. But he was around a long time before that. He is Roger Ailes, I believe. Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong. Is close to 80, 70 something or other. Anyway. And has been running. He was the idea. He was the man who came up with the ideas and the way to do Fox News, based on his expertise as a political operative, understanding how people think and what gets them to think. And he's used that knowledge well as he has turned Fox News into the most popular cable channel in terms of news. And that's because he knows how to do it. When he's gone, that's why Rupert Murdoch pays him $24 million a year, because he doesn't want him to go.
I wouldn't mind.
It's well worth whatever investment Murdoch has in Ailes, because I don't see anybody. I know Bill Shein, who is by now number two, number three. Jennifer, do you know Bill?
I don't know Bill Shein. I know the name. But
he's.
No.
You remember we used to have Darla. Andy, were you around with Darla?
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
that's
my gosh.
Husband. Darla's husband is Bill Shein. And he's number two. He's a very good operator and a great television producer. Whether he'd be the heir apparent or somebody else would come in there like Ailes remains to be seen. Perhaps we can get somebody from one of the early years of 24 when President Palmer was elected. Maybe we can get them to go over to Fox. At any rate, the number of people showing up is consistent. Fox has used this to call a great deal of attention to themselves, and now we learn who is qualified from their perspective. Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, and John Kasich. So this list, apparently, determined based on an average of five recent national polls. All of the people in here, or maybe we ought to talk about the people who aren't in here. Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal, Carly Fiorina, Lindsey Graham, George Pataki, Jim Gilmore. I don't even know why he's there. Who even knows who this guy is?
Gilmore?
Is he doing there?
He's not a bad candidate.
Yeah, but he's the Pataki is. I see them
also kind of a throwaway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you know, the one that I'm really bummed about. I was really hoping that Carly Fiorina and Chris Christie would have switched places.
Yep, I'm with you 100% on that. Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, I would like to. I want to hear more from Carly Fiorina.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that she's not in the top 10.
Yeah.
I think everybody does. Not calling this poll into question, but what I thought was so crazy about this, I mean, I kind of expected it to play out in the bottom like that with Christie and Kasich making it on the main stage and the other ones. Mike Huckabee, number four?
No.
Is that weird?
No, it's Fox's pejorative.
Well, no, but I mean, it's like, I mean, you would think Ted Cruz would be up there, yeah. Or maybe Marco Rubio, but that surprised me.
Neither of them, none of the only ones that are worth their salt. This is my read. This is Doug Steffens' read on this. The only ones in here that are worth my time: Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and John Kasich. Rand Paul. Maybe Chris Christie, but you can whittle it down to five or six. The others are would-be and Carly Fiorina. All right, so if I had my dream list, these are the people that I'd want to hear from, or I do want to hear from. The rest of them, I don't want to waste my time. And I might not pay attention to this thing now because of the way that it's weighted. For me, Carly Fiorina and Donald Trump and maybe are the two ones that I want to hear the most from. Kasich and Walker would be in second position there, along with Rand Paul. And who's the other one that I left out? There's one other person.
You said you liked Jeb Bush.
Yeah, I don't like him, but I...
And Chris Christie.
But like him in terms of like... I'd like to hear more about what he has to say in an environment like this. So Trump, Bush, Walker, Christie, Kasich, and Fiorina.
I want to hear what they all have to say, but here's what I think might happen.
The rest of them are a waste of time, Jennifer. What are you going to learn by listening to Mike Huckabee that you don't already know? Ben Carson,
well,
same thing.
I actually like Mike Huckabee. I liked him the first time around.
I don't dislike him. He's too preachy and he's too religion-y and he's too judgmental for me.
Love it.
But he's a flat taxer, exactly. Mm-hmm. So is that the number one thing? It weighs heavily with me.
With me,
and
it weighs very heavily.
How about you, Kenny? Is that
weighing about the economy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to have somebody in with a flat tax.
But the problem with Huckabee is he's too social, he's too preachy, he's too judgmental, he's too in your face about issues that are none of his damn business.
Well, maybe you got to take a listen and see what he has to say.
I've listened to him for years.
That's what resonates with the base that doesn't vote.
Right.
Because the Christian base doesn't usually come out to vote. And so that's why they're looking for a candidate, the GOP, looking for a candidate that will, you know, revitalize that base and get them to come out. So you never know who's going to make it. What I do think will happen, though, on the pregame, which it will now be important to watch, too.
Yeah. What is that, at 5 o'clock?
At 5 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
If Carly Fiorina can really, if she can shine, this could give her the bump up into the top 10, which, because I think you'll see some people just want on the top 10 during this debate and they'll fall off because they won't be exciting.
Yeah.
And so it's actually, I don't think it's necessarily a terrible thing when you miss the stage this early on, because I think if she looks great in the undercard, which she could wipe the floor with
those
people.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, she might make this. She's, of all of those in that second tier, she is by far the strongest.
Yeah.
By far.
She has to do better than she did on the C-SPAN thing.
That's right. That's what worries me, because she's been so strong and so good. And then when we listened to her audio in C-SPAN, it was like, where did my Carly go?
Where did my Carly go? Where has she gone?
I'm sorry that it's a shame that Rick Perry's not in the top 10.
Why? I agree.
Because I think that would be very entertaining.
He would have gone after Trump. He's the only one, I think, that would have gone after Trump. Everybody else is going to be playing polite because they're scared of him.
You think Fox is thinking that? Do you think Fox has an agenda here with the people around
the list? They would have put Rick Perry in the top 10 if they thought that would happen, because I think they know they're going to get great ratings.
Mm-hmm. You think about it, it's actually kind of quite a field of characters here. I was going to say clowns, but no. But characters, yes. And so let's see where, it'll, Trump will, when this is over, Trump will still be in the first position. That's my prediction. Anybody want
to
put any money on that? I think Trump will,
It depends how he does. He skipped the thing on Monday, and he has been kind of trying to set expectations low, saying he doesn't debate.
No. But you know what I think is interesting about what he's done this week? If you notice, he's been sort of, laying low for Trump is... It's different than laying low for the rest of us.
Yeah.
But he's been sort of laying low, and the speculation is that he's trying to bone up on all of his policy and tactics. I think he comes out, I think he does a good job, actually.
Really?
And if he doesn't, then he fails early and he's done. I think this is pretty make or break, but I have a feeling he comes out with policy now.
Yeah.
He's written that book. I mean, he had the book already outlining policy in 2011, so... why not just bone up on that and use it?
Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks, what? What did you say?
That's what I like to say, bone up.
No, you do. How involved do you get with politics? A, I hold an office or work for someone who does. B, I attend local, state, and or federal meetings and town hall events. C, I pay close attention to what lawmakers are doing. D, I watch the news and go to different news websites. E, I'm disillusioned with elected officials and rarely pay attention anymore. F, I'm lucky I remember to vote.
G, I watch Judge Judy.
Yeah. That's not politics. Poll yesterday, first GOP debate scheduled for Thursday, are you planning to watch? 33% of you responding at DougStephan.com says, I can't wait. 25% said, I doubt it. 20% said, I'm already sick of the presidential race. 15% said, I'd probably watch at least part of it. 7% said, I might, depending on what else is on. If 33% of our audience watches it, then they'll do well in the ratings. So it will be very interesting to see how this it goes. And as Jennifer suggested, what has Trump come out with that gives people reason to believe? 18 after on Good Day. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $129, or select clip-on guitar tuners, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Health healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide.
No escape from reality.
Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm easy come, easy go, little high.
Love it.
That's not Queen.
Anywhere
no.
Wind blows, no. Doesn't really matter.
I'm sure that's not Freddie Mercury.
Really?
To me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Freddie the Frog, Kermit's brother. All right, so... Alright, so we have a mini sort of Muppet concert going on here. Who doesn't love the Muppets?
Love the Muppets.
Yeah. So, there's news from the Kermit and Miss Piggy world that has people a bit shaken up.
They're trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart.
Oh, my God, her heart's so broken now because Kermit said he wanted to move on.
No.
They're calling it quits.
What a frog.
For someone who's loving me.
Get ready.
Go on now, go.
There's this
Piggy
in Muppetville.
Because you're not welcome anymore.
So.
Who are you, the one who tried to hurt me with the thought? Do you think I crumble?
No, Piggy.
Do you think I'd lay down?
Here's the official statement. After careful thought, thoughtful consideration, and considerable squabbling, we made the difficult decision to terminate our romantic relationship. They said that, this is Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog. We will continue to work together on TV and in all media that is known now to man or here and after devised in perpetuity throughout the universe. However... Our personal lives are now distinct and separate, and we will be seeing other people, other pigs, other frogs, and so forth. This is our only comment on this private matter unless we get the right offer. Thank you for your understanding.
Now,
what a disappointment. I mean, is love really, does it even exist if it doesn't work for Miss Piggy and Kermit?
Here's the thing. This could be a cleverly mounted PR campaign because the new Muppet TV show comes back to TV on the 22nd of next month. Could it be? Would it be? I would like to see the Muppets invite Donald Trump to be on the Muppet show.
I thought he was on the Muppet show.
You thought he was a Muppet?
I love him.
He was a Muppet. He is a Muppet. Anyway, so that's the big news from Twitter. They use social media to announce their split. How about that?
Like everybody.
Yeah, seems to me that's the trend.
The frog and the pig are going the way of the...
I often wondered what it was like to kiss a frog. You suppose Miss Muppet...
I've kissed many.
Really?
One day I'll stop this mess.
Now, what I would have thought is that you'd kiss some pigs, but not necessarily... Well, you
probably
thought the frog...
Them too.
You thought the frog would turn into Prince Trump.
Right. Never happens. No.
So, anyway, Kermit and Miss Piggy are no longer a couple. That's the big news. That's what you'll start your day with today. And remember, perhaps more than anything else that we talk about today on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where it's 28 minutes after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, Marco Rubio said that the next president in 2017 could undo any agreed-on Iran nuclear deal. Is that right?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then?
Somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio said that if there's a Republican president in 2017, he could undo the Iran nuclear accord. That easy?
And I think what the agreement should have been is a treaty. I think it should have been submitted to the United States Senate for its ratification, and Senator Rubio accurately notes that it's not popular enough that it would have passed. But I also think Clemens is right here, too, because the United States did negotiate this with our allies here, and I think it looks bad if a American chief executive officer walks away from a prior agreement. And again, Barack Obama, for his solid opposition to the war, in fact, increased our presence in Afghanistan before reducing it.
I think it would be incredibly irresponsible and very dangerous for the United States to reject it on day one. Actually, Jeb Bush indicated and then backed off a little because he got some criticism that would not be a very presidential decision. The one thing I disagree again and again with Ron about is that a lot of executive agreements have been entered into by presidents, Republicans and Democrats, which have dealt with some of the most important foreign policy questions that the country faces.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum, premier speechwriter and author, and Ron Christie, veteran of the Bush-Cheney White House.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
33 after the hour now, 27 before the new hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Hooray.
Causing trouble.
Yay, the troublemaking so-and-so.
I pretend that I'm such a drama-free kind of girl, but
yeah,
I'm really not.
Drama.
Nice way.
So, speaking of drama, the GOP debate is tomorrow night. We'll have a little more input on what it is that you would like to have them discuss.
What it is. You know, can I make a suggestion?
Yes, you may, Jennifer. Please, take the floor.
So, there has always been an issue with, like, sporting events and the, like, East Coast, West Coast. You know, either the East Coast has to stay up until, like, 5 in the morning watching something that's on the West Coast. So, the debates start at 5 p.m.
2 o'clock West Coast
time. That's 2 o'clock my time. So, I would like to suggest to my bosses out there, and there are three of them.
Good for,
you are one.
Good for all of us.
I feel you're okay because we're done here in plenty of time. But I would like to suggest to my other two bosses, can we have like a debate day off? I mean, we get time off for voting. Can we get debate time off? I mean, how am I supposed to sit and give this my full attention if I'm working?
There are so many debates coming up almost every month between now and when primaries start.
I want to hold each of them close to my bosom, Ken.
Really?
I want to watch. I love this stuff.
Call
Bill Cosby. You need an intervention.
Be over and out. All right. So,
better than the Super Bowl.
The here's something that may smell like politics, not meant to be. I'm just disgusted with this way of thinking. The Republicans introducing legislation opposing the Iran nuclear deal. Basically, the showdown is all about the budget and whether There's enough money to keep things going. The legislation that has come into the focus says the deal gives up too much too fast. That's basically what Benjamin Netanyahu is saying in his case against the deal. And by the way, he's asking American Jews, so if you're Jewish, you probably get a call from somebody, a robocall from Netanyahu, saying, call your congressman, call your senator, tell him this is a bad deal. We don't want them to have a bomb. Anyway, and that's what the Republicans say. It makes the world less safe, less secure, less stable. But they're tied. See, if they really felt that, they'd leave it stand on its own. But the way they've tied this up is, you know, basically aimed at in a way shutting the government down. It doesn't. I don't think that works well, frankly. That's just me. Meanwhile. I probably should save my comments. I have some things to say about this dentist and other people who are killing animals, but I don't really want to. I sort of want to have the best and biggest audience for it. See, do you know what I mean?
Let's just be honest.
What?
You want your lady friend to hear?
No. I want Richie and Roberta to be on this.
You need support.
No, I don't need support. Why?
Okay.
I think
teasing us.
Way too. Well, because I just saw something that made me think, all right, I want to talk about this a little bit now. But I don't really. Because I think that there is, I am, even in the fact that I'm not talking about it, I'm seething at what this all, the side drama to the dentists killing the lion, and what you find out when you dig around about how many more people are doing this sort of thing, and why it is the reason behind doing it that I find more appalling than the act. The arrogance that comes mostly from Americans who go to these places, kill these animals, and bring them home and hang them on the wall. There's something about the arrogance of killing. I saw a story of a guy who killed a rhino, and there are plenty of stories of elephants and other animals. And it isn't so much, even though I find the killing of them appalling, it's this that they're beneath us, that they don't have the same right to breathe the air, or they're not as smart as we are. And I find that in my world is anathema to what I believe. I don't think that the world is made up of Americans think that they are the top of the totem pole too, of human beings, and then everybody else and everything else is here to serve us. I don't buy that. I think that that's an outrageously arrogant point of view. But yet that's what you get from the people who say that it's okay to go hunt these. It's one thing if you eat it or you need it for survival, or it may be for the benefit of the group itself, like culling deer because there are too many of them or whatever. But just to go over and kill another being and hang, that would be like, let's say, what was the name of the lion? Cleo, right? Cleo the lion eats a human being up to its head and keeps the head and brings it and hangs it up in the den for the other lions to look at.
You know, it'd be kind of funny.
Well, somebody ought to do a Saturday Night Live skit of that, except that it's, that people would probably find some way, oh, did you see that? What an outrageously insensitive thing.
The animals eat us, though. I mean, you're okay if we eat the animal that we hunt?
Yeah,
because
I'm okay.
Because animals
with that.
Would
I don't
eat
like
us.
That.
I mean,
yeah,
trust right. me, lions are not going to, most lions are not going to take a second look. They're going to just.
No, they're going to eat you.
Right.
Yeah. But that doesn't justify all of this other stuff in my mind. It's not, because you're not going after them to protect you from being eaten by them. You're going after them to satisfy your own ego. That's what, you see the picture of this rhino. See, you got me, you knew you were going to get me into this, Jennifer.
I know.
This, this guy, Thomas Freeman, Google that guy and see the picture of the rhino that he killed. He's just standing there smiling like some dumbass. And the rhino hasn't done anything to hurt him or hurt anybody else. But the rhino's dead now because this guy wanted to bring the rhino's head home. with them. And then, you know, you can say, well, the people over there have made it legal. Well, I don't know if we're really reading, if that's true or not. And if it's true, why are the Zimbabweans after this dentist for killing Leo the Lion or Cleo the Lion? Is it because he was protected? He was special? Cecil the Lion, right. Was he special?
Yes, because they were tracking him. People knew who he was. He was wearing a GPS bracelet.
But you understand what I'm saying, though, right?
I do. I struggle with this, too, because I love animals, but I also support hunters here. But I support hunters who kill to eat.
What does that mean, support? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, I support because I think that it's idiotic to think that hunting should just be cut out because we will be overrun by animals. I mean, there's a reason they have deer hunting season and the government approves it. It's because you'd have a lot of deer running around. Now, would I have the wherewithal to go out and shoot a deer? No, I don't think I could do that. That's just not in my heart. But at the same time, people do, and I eat meat, so I can't be a hypocrite. But I do have an issue with people hunting for sport. I think there's a couple of, and I've been thinking a lot about it. I think there's two different ways. If you go out hunting because it's something that you enjoy and it gives you a rush and you're tracking animals and you're doing it in the wild and you're doing it in a fair way, okay. If you go to these game parks, which many people do, many rich people go to these game parks because they want to feel big and important, spending a lot of money and then having to not work too hard to catch an animal,
yeah.
I think that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of where I draw the line, and maybe it makes no sense, but, you know.
Don't apologize. Just tell us what your opinion is, and let's keep moving. Don't apologize for yourself. What?
I think some good things have come out of this.
Out of this experience with the lion?
With Cecil, yes, because everybody knows about this. Zimbabwe has changed their laws and banned hunting on these big game animals. Almost all the airlines have banned bringing the trophies home.
Yeah.
So I think some awareness and some good things have come out of it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So now you just have to pack those things in your carry-on.
One other item here that needs a bit of attention, the thousands of people who in the last 24 to 48 hours have had to flee their homes as a fire moves across the Northern California. What a mess. What a mess. So what are you talking or thinking? Both of you are in California, but you're in Southern California. So is there any danger of this happening in Southern California?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all just waiting. I mean, it is very dry. Everything is dead. It got dry very early. Usually it doesn't start drying out till around June or July. It started drying out in March or April this year. So there's a lot of dry brush. The fires, thankfully, have not been...
It has rained a little up there.
There's a little bit of rain, but at that point, it's not going to rehydrate the stuff that's burning on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's sad. And a firefighter died, and it's disrupting people's homes and lives, but there's nothing scarier. I mean, I was in harm's way a few years ago. Remember when I had my mom living here because her house was evacuated? I mean, there's nothing scarier than watching fire because there's just nothing you can do but stand back. It's horrible.
Very frustrating. 16 before the hour. In a moment, Ivan Elin joins us as we focus in on what the issues ought to be in the GOP debate. Next here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a four-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo & Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
I'm Jay Farmer with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home law number 3030.
Ivan Eland joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He's the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency. He's also a senior fellow and director of the Center for Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's worked in defense policy studies, jobs at the Cato Institute, worked at Capitol Hill, so he knows his way around Washington. In his article published in the Huffington Post this week, he says that the Republicans need to debate foreign policy when they get together on Thursday. Ivan, thanks for joining us. Why this focus from your perspective?
Well, I think a lot of the Republicans are one mindset. And I think Rand Paul now says he's going back the other way and getting involved in preaching the gospel of the founders of more restraint in foreign policy. So I think it would be a good idea. And the Republican Party is much more cognizant of what the founders intended than you'll find in a Democratic Party debate usually, but yet we've lost sight in the Republican Party of the founders' original foreign policy, which was one of military restraint because we had a strategic advantage in the United States. And one of the reasons that we've been able to develop fairly peacefully over the years is because we're away from world conflicts. And it used to be that we liked to stay away from world conflicts up until after World War II, and then we started getting gradually more involved in things, and now we seem to be in a constant state of warfare. And I think we need to debate whether this is such a good idea.
Well, one of the things that intrigues me about your writing is your focus on the Defense Department budget and how it ought to be cut, in your opinion. I would ditto that. In fact, what we really have here is an outrageous incursion into the tax dollar by the military-industrial complex, coupled with the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse at the Pentagon and in the Defense Department. When you really get right down to that, I find myself offended by any candidate who says we need to increase what we spent on the military. We need to make sure that we're the strongest power, but it isn't through spending the way we spend it, especially when you look at the number of soldiers whose jobs are being cut because the sequester numbers have diminished the amount of money there. Do you see any of the military-industrial contractors getting their contracts cut? They all get paid, don't they?
Well, yes. The problem is that everyone thinks when they increase the defense budget that we're getting more troops on the ground, more equipment for the troops, et cetera. But, you know, you look back on the wars that we've had and the equipment that the Defense Department provided the troops, there was no body armor. They needed to do a hurry-up program for these MRAPs, these mine-resistant vehicles that they needed with
Rumsfeld vetoed it for the first year and a half. Rumsfeld said, no, we're not going to spend that money putting thousands of soldiers' lives at risk.
Yes, yes. So you're absolutely right. The contracts, the big dollar contracts get done, but not the things that are really needed for warfare many times. Also, people don't realize that they always think of the military efficiency, the stereotype of military efficiency, but the Defense Department is the only department in the federal government that can't pass an audit, it's not going to be able to pass an audit. And I was at a meeting 10 years ago where they said it's going to be a while before we can pass an audit. Well, guess what? It's still not in any sight that they can pass an audit. It's really shocking. If you don't know where your money's going, then you can't be spending it very efficiently or without corruption.
And that's the thing. The news media doesn't do any good here. They're not really investigating. Where are the investigative reporters looking into all of this stuff? The corruption is outrageous in that department. And to have us schnookered, people say, it's like the mayor who says we're going to shut down the swimming pool because we don't have enough money this summer to run the city properly. All you want to do is punch the guy.
It's the fireman first principle in Washington is if somebody wants to cut your budget, you just pick the function that everybody knows that you need, and you say, well, we guess we're going to have to cut that. Well, what about everything else that you could cut? Exactly. And that's where we are with the Defense Department.
Yeah. All right. Good for you and how bold you are in the article in the Huffington Post. Check it out. Ivan Elin joining us here for conversation on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129 and scraped tobacco rolled acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The hour now on today's Doug Steppen Good Day program. How do you do? Greg Steppen is in charge of all things technical, information-wise, here on Good Day. He's the info king at Men's Health Magazine when it comes to technology. And he would like to have us discuss a number of things, and usually he's pretty good at suggesting things that I ignore. And let's see how good a job I can do at ignoring what he wants us to talk about today.
Brilliantly done, Doug. Brilliantly done.
In just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
right, it's time now for us to dig around, not only in Greg Stebbins' world, but in the world of Doug Steffen, where we have today several references to the Lexus hoverboard, which apparently is real. If you check out our video of the day today, Greg, the folks at Lexus have put together this this hoverboard. This is real.
They've invented real.
A hoverboard. You can check out the video to see people taking it into a specially made skate park for a test run, but it's not likely that there will be a lot of these built. What's the technology that allows this to work? I'd ask either you or Kenny what this is all about, because what kind of power is it using? Is this something out of a movie, a back lot at Paramount? What?
Magnets.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah. Like the train
Seriously.
In Japan.
Yeah.
No. I get it.
Yeah. Yes. So kids out there, if you take a magnet and scrape up a paperclip on it, and you discover that it becomes a magnet too, you're well on your way to making your own hoverboard. And if Woo-hoo. You make one successfully, you could go sell it on Kickstarter. It's probably worth something.
There you go. All right. Check all that out.
It is real, though. I mean, the video you have on the website. I was watching it before we went on the air. It's really cool. I mm-hmm. definitely want to go to Barcelona and play with this thing.
All right. Let's talk about technology that helps you live a better life. I happen to...
That would be all technology, Doug.
Well, how about that? I was looking for... There are two things Apple here. Apple stock has gone down about 3%, I think. So that means they've lost about $113 billion in value this year. I don't think it was going to have a whole day benefit for them. But it brings me around to thinking. I bought one of these Apple watches.
Did you really?
Yes. Not for me.
Okay. But, thank you for clarifying.
But we plugged it in last night, started to charge it. I'm looking at this thing, and I'm trying to figure out all of the things. It was originally supposed to be for fitness, because my pal is very big into fitness, and this will help a lot.
Have an iPhone?
Yes, he has the iPhone, good. iPad, Mac.
He's all Apple, though.
Laptop, yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, but wondering out loud about the fitness trackers themselves, because you're at Men's Health.
Yes.
Let's put the two of them together and see whether or not these things really stand up to scrutiny. Do they really work?
They do work. And first of all, there's a lot of them. So I actually have three of them on my wrist right now.
Really?
Now, I don't normally wear three, but I wanted to be able to say that while I was on the
air. Right.
So,
that's good. It's convincing.
And I have been wearing a Fitbit Surge, which is the high-end Fitbit, for the last few weeks. And I have to tell you, since I put this thing on, I have run more than I've run in the last 10 years.
Really?
Because I stopped running 10 years ago.
You're competing with yourself.
I'm competing with myself and others. And it's just, first of all, it's just not just a daily reminder, but a moment-by-moment reminder that I've made a commitment to myself. So I've not only run more, but I've exercised more in general, because having the geeky numbers mm-hmm. has made exercise more fun for me.
Yep.
Cool.
And I think a lot of people are finding that. And there's a wide range of these devices, because there's a wide range of entry points for people. If you have not exercised in a long time, you may just want to get a simple activity tracker that counts your steps.
Mm-hmm.
But I would encourage you, for instance, I'm on the Fitbit website now, and they have a range of products. Buy up a little bit, because this is going to motivate you to work out more, and you want it to be able to be something you can grow into.
You got to understand how it works, though. First, you got to go to this Apple store and figure it out.
You wear it and you walk. It's really
or and then you run and then you lift weights and then you feel better. You look better and you have a wonderful life.
All right. So there we are. The prescription for a wonderful life here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.